Welcome to Fandomonious, a pop culture podcast.
Welcome to Fandomonious, where each week we gather to discuss pop culture, past, present, and speculative future.
True.
I'm Adam.
I'm going to be Ian.
And I'm Kramer.
And I just realized I can't remember the last time I actually did that intro. I don't know if I do it every week and I forget, or if I've just forgotten to do it.
Every now and again, we just flat out skip it.
I honestly, if you want to be honest, I haven't noticed if you did or not. It's kind of like one of those things where it's so like built, like programmed in, like as the start, where I don't even notice if we do it or not.
Yeah. I'm the same way.
Hey. It looked like a Unabomber drinking a McDonald's Coke.
I want that painting on my wall.
Have we figured out whose Coke that is yet?
You had it in the fridge and you gave it to me to drink and I just keep looking at it. Okay. It's been sitting in that exact spot for at least 3 episodes.
All right.
Which means at least five weeks because we took 2 weeks off.
That's true.
You know what? Sometimes you just got to take 2 weeks off, you know?
Let your Coke simmer.
My Coke simmer. It's about up to temp.
It builds character.
Well, that reminds me of something we can talk about for a second.
What up?
Shayna hadn't seen...
No.
Shayna hadn't seen... I had to think of the movie then. what is the name of it? Brendan Fraser.
Mummy.
Nope.
Oh, Mummy Returns. Mummy. I know.
That's... No, it's the one where...
Encino Man.
No, it's the other one where he's lost in time.
Oh, what the hell? Isn't it like Journey to the Center of the World?
No, it's the bomb shelter and the Cold War.
Oh, Blast from the Past.
Blast from the Past.
I just put it on video.
Yes, and I recently bought it wanting her to see it because we both love Brendan Fraser, and I love that movie. Like, yeah. I grew up on Brendan Fraser.
Same.
Who doesn't love Brendan Fraser?
For me, it's like that's...
Bedazzled?
I'm happy that...
Fucking George of the Jungle, bro.
I'm happy I do have Bedazzled, too. And I have George of the Jungle on VHS.
Nice.
I don't have it on DVD yet, I don't think. We're in the room. But anyways... That's
too much to look at.
She hadn't seen that one, so I bought that, and... I had to say a hipster thing there. I was like, I know that he's popular on the internet, and I'm so glad he is.
Mm-hmm. But
motherfuckers.
I was there first.
I was there first, yeah. Anyways.
I remember the first time I watched The Mummy.
Did you love it?
I did. I actually fucking loved it.
I love those
movies. So good. And they hold up, honestly.
I even enjoy the third one, and I know that I'm a very...
That's Tomb of the Dragon Emperor, isn't it?
Because Rachel Weisz?
Yeah, that bummed me out.
That's about the only reason I think
the story's fun.
And I wanted to give them props for saying, like, oh, well, they at least casted somebody that's kind of like her. No, not even fucking close. Yeah. Not even fucking close. You can't replicate Rachel Weisz's character in that.
I watched 4 movies this week.
4?
Yeah.
Well, real quick, remember those 4.
Movies. Yeah, I've got them.
Okay. Basically, we were watching that movie, and there was something that we were talking about Coke sitting out and simmering, and that reminded me. They're from the Cold War era, his parents. Like, they're in the bomb shelter from that point until present day, which isn't now, you know. But anyways, they drink warm Dr. Pepper. Like, they warmed it up on the stove and then poured it in a glass and drank it. Has anyone else tried warm Dr. Pepper?
Dude, I don't even drink cold Dr. Pepper.
I like Dr. Pepper.
Or room temperature Dr. Pepper.
I read somewhere that Mountain Dew was originally created as a chaser for alcohol.
That's not...
I think I've heard that, too.
I believe that.
Mountain Dew just released seltzers.
I know. I want to try them, but they're not here yet. They're out, but they're not out
The Bull Blast.
It sounded like Hank Hill having an orgasm.
Peggy was sucking extra hard on that one.
That's a sound on TikTok.
Oh,
like,
is it?
Now, yeah, it's somebody. Uh-huh. It's like Hank Hill going, I'm about to go down to the Taco Bell and get me a Bull Blast. It's fucking awesome. It's great.
Fair warning to anyone that's currently watching, if there is, I'm going to randomly leave this room to take a... poop.
It's true.
Continue.
It's true.
You're leaving the kids unattended.
So, no, I've watched 4 very vastly different movies this week.
Are you pulling up your letterbox? I'll pull up my letterbox.
Yeah. So,
this is the best time for me to do that.
Right, yeah. This week, I watched Agent Cody Banks.
Ooh.
The original.
I do want to hear what they are first, and then I'm going to go.
Yes. And then, I followed it up on Monday while eating steak. I watched 1408, which I fucking love 1408. Great movie. And then Wednesday night at my parents' house, we ate steak and drank and watched Hysteria, the Def Leppard story, which I didn't know had a bioepic, and it's done really well.
Nice.
My dad and I were very entertained. We watched it on YouTube. It had Danish subtitles.
Like documentary or no, actors
like,
playing
like the
parts?
Dirt. Like the Dirt, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Right on.
And then I topped it off with Howard the Duck the other night.
Nice. I will say the first three movies I have not seen.
Oh, man.
Including Cody Banks.
Well, you have access to all of them.
All on Vudu?
All on Vudu.
Okay.
I gotta pull
Maybe
up
not Hysteria, but I can send you the YouTube link.
Pull up my letterboxed here. Hold on. I watch a lot of movies.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah. I apologize. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole!
I just mentioned to ourselves in the last episode, Ian and I both belched into the microphone, and I didn't realize we were doing that, so...
I already did it once and didn't even realize.
I leaned down, I realized as I was doing it, and I was like, I don't know how loud that is.
I've had a Spider-Man week this week. I have watched Spider-Man, like Tobey's Spider-Man.
All
I watched
of them?
Just the first one.
Okay.
And then I watched both just Amazing Spider-Mans, and then I watched Into the Spider-Verse.
Okay.
I've had a Spider-Man week.
That reminds me, I just saw, we don't have a lot, there's going to be another fun just hanging out episode.
I mean, that's why I'm literally looking at my letterbox right now and talking about what I
just watched on, Facebook does this thing where like, everything is trying to be TikTok now, so what
naturally.
Facebook is doing is it's showing these like streams of videos just randomly as you're scrolling, and it'll be like a side scroll of videos that are coming from Instagram.
Like which the reels?
Yeah, so they're... Instagram's TikToks, and then sometimes they are literally TikToks, but they're coming from Instagram to Facebook. And one of the ones was I have to send it to you since it is on Instagram. A guy is interviewing Andrew Garfield, and he said, "I knew that you were in No Way Home. Did you see this?"
Because Tom spoiled it.
He's like, "Tom spoiled it." And he's like, "How?" He's like, "Well, I was talking about the scene when Zendaya falls and she is to be caught."
Yeah.
And it's hilarious. I don't know if I sent this to you or not then, but Tom was like, "Oh yeah." He's like, "I remember that." And he's like talking to Zendaya about it. And he was just like, "But I wasn't there. I wasn't there that day." And then the guy was like,
"You can see life leave his eyes."
He goes, "What's funny is I didn't realize it I didn't call him out in the moment, but he goes, I captured and zoomed in on the moment his soul left his body and they cut to it." And he's like,
"I need to see that."
It's literally like the fucking Twilight Zone.
And you just see him like panicking. It's so funny.
But I mean, the thing about it is there is such an easy way to like get out of that. It's like, oh,
because make the face.
Or just say they CGI. That's a CGI moment. Yeah. Like, that's not me doing that stunt. Like, that's believable.
Well, and in the trailer, they only showed the hand anyways. So.
Yeah.
And it was his hand.
It was his hand.
Because it was before... He gets
hello darkness out. My old friend.
Sorry, but not sorry.
If you want to like stream through new stuff, you're welcome to. I'm gonna pop out. It won't take long, I promise.
Kim started fucking watching Euphoria like this week.
I watched it long enough to see Sydney Sweeney's Rack. I'm not going to lie to you. That's all I cared about. I saw it. It was awesome. And I might go back and watch the show, but...
No, okay. This is exactly... I will reenact it. A scene from House Day Supinger. I walked upstairs. I was watching Titans down in my man cave. So I walk upstairs and I go to the bathroom and Kim's in our bedroom. She had just gotten Oliver down for bed. So she went in the room and she started Euphoria. And so I was walking out of the bathroom and I like poke my head and I'm like... "Are you watching Euphoria?" And she goes, "Yeah." She said, "Everybody talks about it." She's like, figure I'd give it a watch. I was like, "What? How far into it?" She's like, "Oh, I'm about 10 minutes into the second episode." I was like, "Well, how is it?" She's like, "There's a lot of fucking dicks." I was like, "Wait, what?" She goes, "Yeah, like
they're in every single episode. You just sold me. I'm gonna watch the movie now or the show now."
But she's like, "These kids are in, like, this is about high school kids, right?" I was like, "From what I've gathered on the internet, yeah, I think." And she goes, "Well, there's an awful lot of fucking nudity for these kids being just high school kids." I'm like, "Oh, well, that's a little fucking weird." So she is like, "Yeah." She's like, "So I'm going to do it." And I said, "Okay. Well, you're doing it on your own. Fuck that. I'm out."
I don't
want to
watch that.
So, oh, did you?
I
questionable
pissed off the
judgment.
Night bot.
You got fucking... That's funny.
I got in trouble.
You got in trouble by our own podcast. So, but yeah,
it was worth it. I'm gonna watch that show now. Thanks.
She said there's a lot of nudity for it being a show about like teenagers and
yeah.
But I mean, it is what it is. It was
at least
one of those
things. Adults playing teenagers, and it's not like Stranger Things, because that would be fucking awful and sad.
But I mean, for me, it's just kind of one of those things where, and I have this problem a lot because, you know, I'm on social media quite a bit, so we can have topics for the week and everything like that. And with my job, it allows me to kind of peruse social media a little bit more. But I think it was like Sunday nights that new episodes aired, and Monday, 75% to 80% of my Twitter feed was about Euphoria.
Yeah.
So like 75% to 80% of my Twitter feed is about a show I don't fucking care about. So I had to like mute and block like everything to do with the show just so I could have peace of mind.
I was frustrated at first too, and then I look back to anytime something Marvel related comes out and I do it to everybody else. So you know what? I'm going to let them have their cake and eat it too.
However, I mean, we can talk a little bit more about it when Adam comes back in, but I know you've watched some more. Like I had said, I started Titans. I'm a little bit late on the DC's Titans.
We know you're late. Kim's visibly pregnant.
Yeah. Well, true. But a little late to the Titans party. But I started Titans. And honestly, it is so good. It is so good. And I had put out a tweet about this today, and I was like, Titans is what Arrow should have been.
Yes.
Because I think...
The scene that sold me on the entire show in the first season, I think it's the first episode, it might be the second.
Which, spoilers in case anybody hasn't seen Titans.
Yeah, spoilers. It's great, though.
Yeah, watch it if you can. It's great. It's fucking fantastic.
There were two scenes that sold me. And it's the exploding heads, which are fucking graphic as hell.
Oh, that was
and
like,
done so beautifully. It's early.
I want to say that was like midway between season one, maybe like episode 6 or 7.
But it's Raven, right?
Raven.
Yeah. Yeah. So Raven, there's a scene I don't remember.
So
what
horribly
episode
written
it is
in the series. So
I know,
far.
But the fact that one of the guys, one of the bad guys, is like, I'm not gonna fucking tell you anything, even though I know you need me to, and he slits his own throat with a piece of glass. And Raven uses her powers
to bring him back,
seal it back, and get what she needs out of him. And then she gets angry at him again and says, I don't need you anymore. Wave of the hand in his
throat. And this is like an episode later.
Pours.
Like, she's just like, I take it back. And she just goes, whoop. And like, his throat just slits and just bleh.
It was amazing. It was so brutal.
But I was thinking to myself, I'm like, you know, the CW formula is what it is. You know, the CW shows. And when I say that, me personally, when I say the CW shows, I'm pretty much referring to like Flash and Arrow, because those are the only two I really invested any time in. Right. Arrow from start to finish was like my jam. But I think Arrow would have benefited the most from like the Titans formula. And when I say that, you know, the Titans formula is, it's very dark. It's grit. It's got grit, and it's very mature. You know, you see fucking Robin
like
saying fuck like every 30 seconds. Like Dick Grayson is saying fuck like every 30 seconds. There's nudity. There's extreme graphic gore and violence. And that's what Arrow was with the limitations of the CW. And I think for me, I think Arrow, going back to where I said the formula, aside from all that, is I think Arrow being with the what the CW was the, you know, one season, 23 episodes, hour episodes. I think this is where the Flash suffers, because you can see the writing just deteriorate completely.
Yeah.
Titans, I think the first season is 11 episodes, season 2 is 13.
Yeah.
I think for like a DC show, I think that's where their niche is. And I think that I think that DC needs to finally just acknowledge that that's where they are. That's where they thrive.
Yeah.
Is that dark grit
porn.
Gross.
I know Matt Ryan doesn't want to play Constantine anymore. I know he's voicing him still, but I would love to see a Constantine show, but on the app. And have no limitations, because that's exactly... that's the other character that would benefit greatly from their formula.
Peace. And
Big
I think
he's chiming in this week.
I think at some point or another, like I think
who is Big Peace?
I don't know.
Oh.
I think we
it's a mystery.
Because I know we talked about, like, you know, make DC dark and rated R, but you know, it's, I know we've talked about it before in a sense of, you don't have to have Superman and Lois saying fuck and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It doesn't have to be a thing for those specific characters. But then you have characters like the Green Arrow or Batman or stuff that's kind of got like that darker edgy where like them saying fuck or you seeing some titties, and it's kind of on brand to a degree.
Yeah.
So, but like the Flash, I think kind of can go.
I think it needed it.
I think the Flash could really have that ride that line between like very mature, but yet still also very can be PG when it has to be.
Yeah, I think, and you're absolutely right about them suffering from having 22, 23 episodes a season. Every Flash season to date has about 8, maybe 9 fantastic episodes, and the rest is crappy filler, and it sucks. I love Grant Gustin. I love all of the cast. I really do. Cisco was my dude. I'm sad that he's not like on the show anymore. I love them all. Panabaker, I mean, seriously, great actors and actresses. What's up, Josh?
What's up, Josh?
Hey, man.
But yeah, I just, it's, there's just something about it where like I've been dreading the fact that it comes back next Tuesday.
Yeah, and like I think with the Flash, you know,
I'm gonna watch it.
And I think they got to that point with Arrow because like the last season of Arrow, they only did a half season.
Yeah.
And then like it lined up with the Crisis on Infinite Earths.
And I think that it was the most interesting season they had since 4 or 5.
I think so too. Yeah. And I think that's where the Flash suffers the most. It's because now could you like with them doing like 23 episodes and people talk about the budget, the CGI is so terrible. Could you imagine having the budget they do now, but only using it for like 12 or 13 episodes?
Yeah.
It would look incredible.
Yeah.
And like going back to my original point, like with Titans, like if you were to use the formulaic way of like how the Titans do it, like with the ensemble and the maturity and the grit, like it's dirty.
Yeah.
Like, and I think, like I said, Arrow would have benefited from that the most. Because that was what Arrow was, but a CW version of that.
The only thing Titans has been lacking for me is the CGI.
It's spotty.
It's spotty. It's not spotty. All bad.
But
it gets better.
It gets better in season 2, because season 1 was when they were like the DC Universe app thing. Yeah, okay. But that's when...
And then HBO gave it a budget.
I'll put it this way. Well, as we're watching the first couple episodes, Shanna goes, was this one of those CW shows? And I was like... No, it was an original.
It was DC Universe, but then
have either of you done the Swamp Thing show?
You guys own it. You bought it.
I did buy it. About the first and only season.
I would love to like just stop talking right now and go watch that show. It's so fucking good.
My biggest concern, and I've even noticed this in the season 2 of Titans, is I think Raven is so horribly written.
Yeah.
In season 2?
And in season 1.
And season 1?
I think for me, because I understand that, like, with her being the age she is, like, she's learning all these things, she's discovering how to control and all that.
Yeah.
But it is so woe is me the whole time. Like, everybody's got to hold her hand and pat her on the back and everything, and I just don't think, like, knowing the character of Raven through the... Because I was very much a big, huge fan of the original Teen Titans cartoon.
Okay.
Like the mid-2000s one, right. Very dark, you know, it was legit shit. And then, you know, I won't even give a passing thought to Teen Titans Go. Ollie loves Teen Titans Go.
It's for kids.
Yeah.
So.
But.
The fact that I feel like this
Raven that is in Titans, I just feel like they need to really tighten up her writing. A little bit.
I feel like
in season 2 it kind of gets better.
I don't disagree. I've chalked it up to it's probably on purpose.
It is. It very much is.
I feel like they're trying to create an arc, so it's like they want you to be patient, I guess. Because there are definitely times when her, like Shane and I, are watching it and we're just like shouting at the TV. It's dude, just fucking do this. Like we'll say stuff like that, and then it doesn't happen. It's like, and I think that it's. You're supposed to be frustrated with her. Like, you need to grow up, like all
this
stuff.
She frustrates the fuck out of me. Yeah. But I agree with you. I think it is on purpose. And like I said, in season 2, it gets a little bit better.
Okay.
But it's also for reasons I won't get into now because you're about to start season 2.
For anyone not watching Titans, definitely give it.
Yeah, I couldn't recommend the show more. Fucking what's his name? Brandon.
One more episode of one.
Brandon Thwaites or Thwaines, who plays Dick Grayson.
He's so good.
He is so fucking good.
Dick Grayson, like how? Like, I don't read the DC comics religiously. I can't say I'm like a comic book nerd in that sense, where I've read all DC stuff. But I followed this stuff for years and years, with it being cartoons, movies, some of the comics when I could get my hands on them. I have at least an understanding of some of the characters, and the embodiment of Dick Grayson, whether it be the Robin part or what's eventually going to become the Nightwing, but just Dick Grayson, he nails it. And then they bring that little fuck in.
Jason Todd.
And I was like, explaining to Shayna what happens to Jason Todd and
Crowbar.
And why. I explained the whole fans voting him off type thing. Like, that was the thing they gave the fans the option.
Oh,
which,
man,
they
I
later
can't...
regretted, which is why he comes back.
Can't wait for you guys to watch season two.
Within the first episode of introducing him, she was like, oh yeah, I can see why they wanted to kill him. Like,
yeah,
and I was
I get
like, that's
it.
The thing. Like, you, like, these, it's not just the look. Like, they cast people that looked really, you know, the best you can. They're comic
and the
book
kid,
and
the kid
characters.
Plays a really good Jason Todd.
Yeah.
Like a Robin version of Jason Todd. That's what I should be pinpointing.
Really good.
He plays it very well.
I'm super impressed with the casting for the Robins, for sure. Really, everybody's
really
great.
There's, to me, I haven't seen somebody that I'm like, oh man, I feel like they're miscast. Like Wonder Girl, Hawk and Dove.
Yeah.
Hawk, Alan, was it Richardson? Oh, dude, I love him in everything.
I
don't
do
even
too.
Care. But like him as Hawk, like
there's
fucking,
so
oh
much
my God.
Depth to that character.
There
it's
is,
insane.
And it gets so deep. Like they really in season two. This isn't a spoiler, but in season two, they really spend a lot of time on the original lineup.
Okay,
because you know you find out that the like the Beast Boy and Raven and Starfire. This is like Teen Titans, like version two.
Okay.
Like, so like.
They tried it before.
Yeah. Like, this is round two. And you find out why, obviously.
Right.
But like, the original lineup was Dick Grayson, like, as Robin, Hawk and Dove, Wonder Girl, and Aqualad.
Okay.
Which, you know, is pretty much.
I haven't seen him yet, but yeah, I'm.
Again. But most. You don't. But like, they really like for the show being basically like Dick Grayson and friends.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing.
No, it's done well.
I agree with you in terms of there is so much depth and character to Hawk and to crap. Why am I blanking on his actual name? Hank.
Hank. Yeah.
Hank. There is so much depth to him and Dove.
Yeah.
Both of them, there's so much depth and character, like, development and characterizations for them in this show.
Yeah.
And I'll you say, fall I in love seen... with them. They're two of my favorite characters.
Oh, and that's what's weird is, like, the, I want to try and word things that I don't spoil it for anyone that hasn't watched it. That
Wonder
we
can, Girl.
If we're going to recommend it to people and they can watch it, but, there is, in season one, because, like I said, we have one episode left of season one. Towards the end, so one of the more recent ones, they do a deep dive into Hank's start and a little bit of Dove, but mostly it's Hank. Kramer did dip out to pee. That's a long pee.
He's probably pooping.
He might be pooping.
Or Kramer. He might have Kramer. He could be back home by now.
He could
I don't
be
know.
Back home.
We don't know.
There he is.
He didn't go home. He's still here.
But they do a deep dive in there's something from his childhood that I wasn't expecting them to go into.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
and
about.
And they handled it very well to be very uncomfortable, very intense, and
but
yet
without
not actually
saying it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I was very impressed with that. That whole episode, when it started, felt very different from the rest of the show, and I was a little nervous they weren't going to pull that episode off because it started to feel like they were going to go like a sidetrack. I felt like it was getting off track for some reason, mm-hmm. But by the end of the episode, I felt like they reined it in, and I felt comfortable.
But they do that with a lot of characters.
They do. I just
they
felt
do
like
it
a
lot more in
different for
in
a,
season
a
two. They do it a lot more, and that's actually one of the things I love about the show mm-hmm. is they manage to keep the story like
going
progressing.
Yeah,
but at the same time, they do a flashback episode to like, okay, well, here's this character's origin and why he's here doing this.
And it makes sense.
But still, like, it not adds, just be entirely a flashback. Yep. It still is, like, progressing the story forward.
It's the idea of, like, peeling back something to show you the extra layer. Mm-hmm. Like, you didn't know it was there. So they took a lot of time. They peel back something and like, look, another layer that you didn't know about. It's like, that makes sense. Like
yeah, and every character like in the main ensemble, none of them are just one-dimensional.
No.
All of them are so developed.
They have history and pasts. Yeah,
and they flesh out these characters to where like there's no – you have no choice but to fall in love with every one of them because they flesh them out so well. So Kramer. I mean we don't have to spend a whole lot of time talking Josh about it.
If you washed your hands.
Come over here and smell them.
So, but yeah, if you haven't watched Titans, do I recommend it. I honestly, it's one of my favorite and probably in the top three, I think, best things DC's done.
And what's funny is I had no interest in watching after the first two seasons were out. And I saw the trailer for season three last year, probably.
Yeah, because the season three ended in October of this year.
Okay. So or 2021. Sometime last year, I saw season three trailer. And I was just like, oh my God, this show looks interesting to me now. Like, I want to see this.
Slapping.
And so, like, I've had it on my mind since then. And I was just like, we got done recording last week. And yeah. I threw the TV on because it was actually fairly early. And I was like, well, what's on here? Me and Ian could watch something for a little bit. And I was like, have you watched this? And you were like, no. And like, neither one of us really cared. I was like, let's just fucking do it. Let's start it. And so we threw the first episode on. He's like, he gets up, he's like, great, now I got another show to watch, and he walks out.
It's like, fuck!
It's like, yeah, it turned out really good.
And it was kind of funny, because it was one of those things where I was so excited to come over, like, today, and just be like, hey, Adam, remember that one time you told me, like, we started Titans a week ago? Guess what? I'm already almost two fucking seasons deep into this shit, man. I can't put it down.
Yeah.
I put down Minecraft this week for Titans. Well, that's how I invested.
Partially because my card got renewed and I didn't have it updated on there yet.
That's also true. So I was gonna play
one day you weren't able to get on there.
I was gonna play Minecraft last night, and that's why I watched three episodes of Titans last night. But that's beside the point.
Manipulating the world with my bad brain.
But I told Kramer when Kramer and I were walking around Walmart earlier and we were kinda talking about it, and I told him, I was like, you know, I'm kinda glad that Adam and I like actually did do that, because my anxiety is kinda like I don't like...
I'm having a lot of fun.
Sounds like you're
here.
Making a quiche.
No, so I'm playing with this flame, and I'm using it on the outside of the candle and melting all of the excess wax that's stuck to the side of it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, like, well, I'm gonna do it for y'all. Ready?
Jeez.
You'll see it start to go.
My gosh.
Nice.
I'm having fun.
But
I like to play.
I don't. Shattered. Yeah. I don't like trying new things. And I was telling Kramer, and obviously I lived with Kramer for X amount of years, so he knows. I have a problem with just starting new shows or like new movies because it's new and it's different.
Right.
And
so someone else just does it.
Yeah.
You're
so
watching
like,
this now.
If I get forced into a show, kind of like last week where I was like, you're just like, let's just watch this. I was like, okay, cool.
I was
like,
nervous.
I would have never done that on my own time.
Right.
It's but like, now since you like did that, now it's one of my favorite fucking shows I've ever seen. It's great.
It's like when I tricked you into watching the movie Serenity.
He did do that.
Dude, that show.
I hadn't even seen Firefly, and
he
tricked me
into watching. He's not seen the show, but he watched the movie, and he was like,
"You should watch
solid.
The show." It's low commitment.
It's like 10 or 14 episodes.
Yeah, I have seen Serenity. And Kramer's right. It was fucking great. It was
honestly
a really good movie.
I truly still believe the show's better than the movie.
Yeah.
And
I think
it just has a bigger budget.
Yeah. And still to this day, I still have not watched Firefly, episode of Firefly.
Because we watched it just
I could look. I'm pretty sure it's 14. 12 or 14.
I know we watched it after it had been out. Like, it wasn't new at that point either. But
let me take a look, Ski. This is going to drive me crazy.
While you're looking, I'm going to start barreling through news.
Yes.
We're not gonna. We're gonna try not to get hung up. Scarlet Witch sources have confirmed, which we think that's still speculation. We don't have actual confirmation of this. Elizabeth Olsen has signed a contract extension with Marvel Studios for the next 7 years.
14 episodes.
14. You nailed it.
I'll be
good
right
job,
back,
buddy.
I got a call from the wife. I forgot to tell her I was coming.
Oh, whoops.
Well, because we were gonna go out to the bar instead, and she worked a double, so I didn't think about it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what? Shit happens.
If you have to dip out, that's totally understandable.
I totally don't. I just need to answer that.
Beetlejuice 2 reportedly in works. That's awesome.
That's the news I wanted this week.
Yes,
I am Brad Pitt's fucking production company of all places.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that part. Is that on here? It is on here. Brad Pitt's Plan B Entertainment. I'm excited for that. There's a lot of remakes. There's a lot of like sequels and all that stuff. And there's like the whole Legendary thing we talked about. Yeah. I think this is gonna do well.
I think it will too. Especially if Keaton and Winona Ryder are coming back. Like that's it.
Yeah,
that's
I think this is gonna feel like Ghostbusters did. I think they're gonna do a good job. So super pumped about that. Beetlejuice. This is something that threw us all for a loop. None of us knew that this was of interest to anybody. I'll admit, I don't know anything about the franchise. Peacock orders a Twisted Metal series with Anthony Mackie in the lead.
I don't understand that one. I got timed out because I was trying to say Beetlejuice three times and it wouldn't let me.
Good. Oh, I was like, why is it like freaking out on Ian right now?
Because I tried to say Beetlejuice three times. I can't say it one more time.
Yes.
I tried to say it Nicole, three times and it cut me out.
Nicole, the confirmation or the reported news is
alleged
news is Michael Keaton and Winona Ryder will return. And it's through Brad Pitt's
Plan B Entertainment.
Yeah. So yes, and it is. It's not like it's not a surprise that they were planning to do it because they've been working on this.
I feel like this movie has been like announced and like shelved like four times in the last like maybe 20 years.
Probably, yeah. No, it's come to life a few times. So that's another reason that that I'm excited for it is because it's not like out of the blue. Like they've been trying to do this. So
and I haven't seen anything about if Burton is attached or not. I would assume he probably would be
attached. Yeah, I hope he's attached. I think that's important.
Maybe I feel like at least it'd be like a producer role.
Right.
Even if he doesn't direct, maybe at least let him write it.
Trying to go a different direction on purpose. Like they're in a different, you know what I mean?
But I feel like that.
No,
I'm
trying to be optimistic, but I agree. I think they need him.
I think so too. I mean, I think
it what it was.
And I mean, and that's separating it from the animated series. Because the animated series was its own like thing.
I fucking love the animated series.
I did too.
I would love to see them do more live action for the sequel that's related to the animated series. I think that would be awesome. To kind
of like a misadventures type thing. Yeah. I think it would be a lot of fun. And the thing is they can do with that kind of character, you could pretty much do whatever the hell you want and, you know, make it work. And that's why I think Tim Burton, I think if they're going to do this, I think, like I said, I think at the bare minimum, I think Tim Burton should at least write the script and the storyboards and everything. Even if he doesn't direct, I mean, I guess that's one thing, but I think they should at least let him write it. I know I'm in timeout.
I don't know why it's taking so long to show up on my iPad. It's bothering me.
Yeah. I tried to say Beetlejuice three times and even Twitch is like, no, bro, we can't have
did
that.
Did you get put in timeout?
I did. I got put in Twitch timeout for saying Beetlejuice.
He all capped Beetlejuice three times, and it was just like,
I did it once.
It literally said, hey, chill out. Stop spamming caps. Warning.
I did it once.
I looked at it, told you to chill out. Oh, the news on here is going to lead to something else.
Are we going to fight about it?
No. I don't think so. Anyway, okay, before I get to that.
Speculation of fisticuffs.
Speculation? No breathing.
John.
Jacob Jingleheimer?
DiMaggio.
Oh.
John. not I see Joe, what you did. Like I did the other episode.
And the worst part is I didn't even catch that you did it.
No, I even did it to Shannon the other day. Again, like I was talking, oh, when this was announced, I was like, oh, Joe DiMaggio. And she's like, that's a baseball player. And I was like,
yeah. And when you said it in the episode, I even went back and listened. I still didn't catch it.
Just said it so quick.
Yeah. I didn't even notice it until you like called yourself out on it online.
DiMaggio.
I was like, oh shit. Okay.
JD is returning as Bender in the Futurama reboot. So they apparently have settled their issues financially and otherwise.
My brothers
used to say Beetlejuice three times to scare me as a kid all the time. I actually had my grade. I'm currently 37.
Ooh.
My grade in elementary school, that was like the era where legit Bloody Mary in the bathroom in school was like a thing you did to scare each other.
Oh yeah.
And I was a picked on person. So I was one of the people they'd throw in the bathroom, turn the light on, and tell you to do that. So there was a moment where the Beetlejuice thing was very similar to that. So I fell for that a little bit. So I can totally feel your empathize on your pain for that. So
yes, I feel like that's like on, I feel like that's kind of on like on par with like what Mandy did to Kim. Have you ever heard the story of why Kim is actually terrified of E.T.?
I don't think so. I can't remember.
I'm so glad she doesn't listen to us. So, funny story, true story. My wife is petrified of E.T. Absolutely petrified of E.T. And she said that when she was her oldest sister is 10 years older than her. And when they were kids, Kim did not like E.T. at all whatsoever. And her older sister, Mandy, pretty much like, I can't remember if she said it was in her room or like in a basement. And what she would do is she would go in there and she would lock her in there, turn the lights off, and they had like a plush E.T. and she would throw it in the room with her and she would go, E.T., E.T., and scare the shit out of her.
That's funny.
And that's why my wife, as a 32-year-old mother of, soon-to-be mother of two, is absolutely terrified.
Should I send this to her?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Send that to her right now.
She doesn't like any alien thing, though.
She doesn't like aliens. Even
like that triggered all alien issues.
But here's the thing. She's afraid of the aliens that you're not supposed to be afraid of.
Right.
Like E.T. or like the little green men like from South Park, you know, right.
Like
those kind
of War of the Worlds she's cool with.
But the aliens, like the xenomorphs, the Predators,
totally fine.
All that doesn't faze her one bit. But the little green men from like South Park or like E.T., those things will give her nightmares for weeks.
Maybe it's the idea that it's a distortion of like human form.
The aliens from Signs. Right. She didn't like those very much either.
Stiff as a board, stiff as a feather, or was it
stiff as a board,
stiff as your brother? I don't know.
Stiff as your brother.
That was the craft. That was the craft. When the craft came out,
I've never seen the craft.
Don't watch the new one. Just watch the original one.
I don't want to watch the new one.
Don't.
The original one's good,
but
like it's dated a little bit because it's got that like '90s. It's got that Dawson's Creek.
But I also really love the Valentine's Day movie with David Boreanaz. So, I mean,
there
does my opinion really matter?
Yeah, well, it still does.
What was the other one? Urban Legend?
See, my generation, we did Bloody Mary, but like I was young. Like I mean like kindergarten when Bloody Mary was a thing. That and Candyman.
I remember doing that in high school at Kyler's parents' pool house.
Well, I mean, that's not just because, you know, that didn't mean we didn't do it. I'm just saying I was introduced to when I was.
When we were kids is when I.
Because like
it.
I said, like that was like when Candyman and, you know, all that was
we
like that was
Candyman.
The time where
I
it
think
was.
All we had was Bloody Mary. I think that's the only thing we had. Didn't do Light as a Feather. We didn't do Candyman. I don't think we did Candyman. I think it was just Bloody Mary.
Yeah, which, by the way,
that was enough.
Which, by the way, if you guys haven't seen the newest Candyman movie that came out last year, so fucking good.
You talked about that last episode. We'll get around to it very shortly.
It's
I definitely want to
see it. Well, I didn't want to talk about
it's
it a lot
because
you guys haven't seen it yet.
I definitely want to see it for sure. That will lead to something else we have to watch.
My last comment on the alien thing, which I thought was kind of funny, is with my wife being terrified of those aliens. One of my favorite alien movies of all time is Fire in the Sky. Mm. And Nicole, I'm counting on you to be the one in the chat that has seen Fire in the Sky.
It's a good one.
I need you to come through.
Kimmy
for me.
Said, "Why do you not want me to sleep tonight?"
She probably.
But no, Fire in the Sky is one of my favorite alien movies of all time, and I try so many times to get her to watch it with me, but she's watched enough like Watch Mojo countdowns that she knows the abduction scene,
right?
And how like traumatized she's like, I will never fucking watch that
movie
with you ever.
Was the VHS you got from McDonald's that had the space episode on it? That was my favorite alien story.
I haven't seen that.
Mine was Fire in the Sky.
The ghost.
I love that movie.
Too.
I watched that movie with my grandma. Now that I think about it,
Nicole likes the new Candyman.
The new Candyman can. I would love to see.
Wait, which one are you talking about? Have seen? Are you talking about Fire in the Sky?
I think Have Seen It is Fire in the Sky.
My brother read
the
book, and I'm scared for life.
Scarf, yeah. No, I think you got us to watch that, if I remember right. And
Fire in the
Sky.
Yeah, because
I
gave you guys
really
my copy because I think Shayna said she really wanted to watch it.
I have not seen that one.
That guy got so probed. I can't erase it from my
mind. He got fucked. And like, where they put like that thing over him, and like. they like vacuum sealed him to the fucking table. Oh my god.
So you're telling me there's untapped potential in a porn parody?
Oh yes.
Oh dude.
Very much so.
It basically is a fucking, to a degree, of some degree of porn. Like
it's been a very sexual episode.
She watched a Million Ways to Die in the West. Of course she's probably seen that.
A Million Ways to Die in the West is great.
I mean, has she seen Cowboys vs. Aliens?
She hasn't watched it with me. I honestly don't know.
I feel like she could handle that. I don't remember them showing a lot of... I mean, they do show them, but they're not like Little Green Men.
I honestly don't know. I'd have to ask her about that one.
That's a good one.
That one, or she also won't watch The Fourth Kind.
There you go. That... Oh, yeah.
The Fourth Kind was a really good one.
There you go, Nicole. That is your goal now, is to try and get through Fire in the Sky as an adult.
Watch it as an adult. Come back to us.
Yes. So speaking of fire...
In the sky.
In the sky. Batgirl Film News posted on Twitter a picture. We got exclusive new look at Firefly's full costume, mask included. So we got to see Brendan Fraser. I mean, I'm assuming it's him. If not, it's a stunt double. But it's the his character Firefly, his full costume. I think it looks awesome. It looks menacing.
Looks good.
Badass.
This is an HBO Max original movie. Like I have to keep reminding myself of that. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's not going to a theater. It's like straight to HBO Max. That's Which good. I'm not sure what that says, though.
I'm excited for it, though.
I mean, if you put Brendan Fraser in anything, I'm going to watch it. So I mean,
but that reminds me then, since we're on a Brendan Fraser like kick tonight.
And Brendan Fraser is in Doom Patrol.
Yes, that's what I was going to tell you. Was I had to look it up because I'd heard of Doom Patrol before I'd heard about Titans. Titans came out a year before Doom Patrol.
Yeah.
Which means that technically those characters were introduced in Titans.
I think it was like episode 4.
So that technically Doom Patrol is a spinoff of Titans.
Mm-hmm.
Which means if we like Titans, we're probably going to love Doom Patrol. So now we've got to watch Doom Patrol.
I know. I told Kramer that when we were at Walmart. I'm like, God, I'm going to have to watch Doom Patrol. But I'm not mad because, I mean, again, Brendan Fraser, fuck it.
She watched The Fourth Kind and had a terrible nightmare.
I actually watched The Fourth Kind in the theater, and like,
I live my life and have a terrible nightmare.
Like that movie actually stuck with me. Like I remember watching that in the theater with Track 5 Kramer. Watched that in the theater with her, and like that movie, like not a lot of movies stick with me, but like that movie stuck with me for a bit after I watched it. You know,
I hate that I've written enough songs about women we know that we have to refer to them as what track they were on the CD.
Well, I refuse to acknowledge the rightful existence, so track 5 sticks is good for me.
And then track 13.
Yeah, well. Leave it at that. Anyways.
I'm going to post
we're talking about aliens.
While we're getting to it, I'm going to post a trailer and chat for Kramer to discuss.
Oh, yes.
Dude, what you should do...
We're coming up in our chat, so I'm going to post it in the...
I need everybody to do themselves a favor.
Anybody who's watching us, post in the chat what your favorite alien movie is.
But I also really need you to watch the trailer that Adam is putting in the chat.
Oh, yeah. I hate how much I've watched this trailer today.
I'm assuming that you're sharing what I found today.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what he's doing.
So, there's this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful movie that is... on its way out.
Yeah, beautiful.
And you can watch the trailer
subjective.
Below for Amityville in Space.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They took what looks like a Nokia phone
and a BlackBerry.
And a BlackBerry to edit and film this movie.
It's awful.
It looks like absolute effing garbage, and I have a feeling we're going to love every awful minute of
Thanks
it.
Thanks for the Discord link, Josh. I appreciate it. Yeah, please watch that trailer, though. It is
something
disgustingly poorly made, and I'm
absolutely please,
not.
Please do. I want to hear everybody's thoughts. Y'all can message me. It is a movie that I've seen the trailer at least 6 times, and I found it at noon today.
It's a short trailer. You can watch it.
Yeah,
while
it's
we're
like what, like a minute and 13 seconds. It is not a long.
I think it's going to be right up there with the Amityville Vibrator.
Oh Jesus!
Sweet baby Jesus! I don't know what this was about. I didn't fully get it. The Netflix released a trailer for a movie that doesn't exist.
I didn't even look at that.
Yeah, if you want me to be honest, I totally skipped over that one.
I did look at it, but they released it's like the 6th installment, Cliff Beasts 6, which obviously there was no Cliff Beast 1-5. I think there was like speculation on what it might be for.
Is this like a Black Mirror thing?
But it's an official teaser trailer and a poster for the 6th movie. And it's like, They never made the first five. So I'm not... Yeah, Judd Apatow even shared it. He said, "It's finally here. They made us wait long enough. I hope the sixth one is better than the fourth one." So something's going on. So keep an eye out for
You've already lost Cliff me Beasts. Again.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm keeping that one saved, though, because I want to follow up on that.
All night.
We did have
I need you.
One tragedy to discuss. For anyone that grew up in the old school Nickelodeon days, salute your short star, Kirk Bailey, died at 59.
Salute the shorts.
Camp Onawana, we hold you in our hearts. And when I think about you, it makes me want to fart. Come on.
I was waiting for you to fart.
Nah, I didn't have to.
I was hoping that you were doing that with the intent of actually farting.
But yeah, back in the dude or hey dude,
hey dude
on the dude ranch, hey dude. What else was so good from that?
Clarissa Explains It All.
Yep.
I think whenever we're getting close to wrap this up, I think I have the last thing I want us all to talk about.
Okay.
Lockdown.
Well, then we'll bust through this stuff.
I mean, we're already at like 45 minutes.
Yeah, I think that this will. I think this would ride us out for the rest of it because I saw it online earlier and it got me thinking.
Is Donkey Lip still on? I think so.
As far as I know.
Do you want to talk about the aliens? Since we're on aliens as well.
I mean, I guess really this is like brand new news. I only saw this like maybe an hour and a half ago. Fede Alvarez, the guy who directed Don't Breathe and the 2013 reboot of The Evil Dead, which is one of my favorite horror films of all time. Sounds like he's going to be directing the next installment in the Alien franchise, which is awesome because his fucking movies are relentless, man. He was actually the producer of the new Texas Chainsaw movie. He didn't direct it, but I think he was a producer of it. But yeah, his movies are freaking they're relentless, man. So I feel like it is about time somebody took the Alien franchise away from Ridley Scott.
Really?
Like I think so because Prometheus fucking sucked. I know there, and I know some people say that's sacrilege, but an Alien Covenant.
It didn't fit the original tone.
In Alien Covenant, it was one of those things where it's like he really wanted to make that sequel to Prometheus, but he knew if he did it without using the xenomorphs, it would have pissed people off even more. So he kind of like made like a Franken movie with like Alien and Prometheus like 2.0.
Yeah.
And it just didn't work.
He had to do was make Prometheus and not tell anybody that it was a prequel. And then he wouldn't have had to include that. And then he could have made another one that would have just and then ease into it. So you're like,
and it was such a loose prequel too. Like,
see, now that's the thing. I think that's a good point though. I think that the reason Prometheus was so bad to people was that they
strong.
I think it was that toxic response that people were immediately like, "Well, this isn't Aliens." And he's like Kramer said, there's a good chance he loved that franchise so much and wanted to keep making that stuff that he probably wanted to make several movies leading into it.
But I think
so
what
essentially the fans forced his hand to clean it up when he wasn't even really.
To me that doesn't show that it's a fan problem. That shows to me that he's just naive to what the fans want. You know,
does he have an obligation to give you what he wants?
He doesn't
he's
have
the artist
to.
That
no,
created it,
he doesn't
you know?
Have to. No,
like it's just art to these people.
But I think in a way it's like. Dude, you know what these people, you know what they want.
I know.
They want xenomorphs,
you have to
little mouth
expect,
people.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we want.
The backlash.
But woo! I think with Alien Covenant is, like I said, it was kind of like a Franken movie to me, and it was extremely predictable. Mm. Like the quote unquote twist.
Right.
I think I called it out in the theater to Kim, and she yelled at me and said she doesn't want to go to the movies with me anymore. Because I do that. I think I did the same thing. I don't know if I did it to you or Kim when we went and saw Scream this year. Anytime like the twist, I was like, nope, that's that. And I think it was Kim because she's like, stop fucking calling out the movie. But I think it was just kind of meh. Like the alien was
it,
there,
the
but
twist
like
definitely wasn't there for sure.
But I think just like the whole movie was just kind of like meh. Yeah, so, but I think it's just the right time for somebody, and plus we're getting that Alien TV series for Hulu, which is, I think, Neil Blomkamp. No, that's not right. Which, this summer, we're getting a Hulu fucking exclusive Predator movie called That Prey.
Yeah, that's right.
Which, no trailer.
Yeah.
It comes out this summer, and there's still no fucking trailer for that movie. I am so stoked about that movie because it's supposed to take place, like, in primitive times.
Right.
So it's like the Predators fighting cavemen and shit. Like, I'm actually really excited about it. And the poster's badass. It's simple, but it's badass.
Yeah.
But apparently, which I find it kind of cool, but, like, at the same time, I'm kind of like, oh, man, the director, we were not supposed to know this movie existed. Like Prey.
Oh, really?
We were not, the director said. They're
not talking about it right
he
now.
He said they filmed it secretly, and that they didn't want anybody to know it was a Predator. They were just going to drop it. No trailer, nothing. They were just going to drop it, and they were just like, we didn't want to tell anybody it was a Predator movie until it dropped. And he's like, that's how we did this.
Right.
He said, but it got leaked.
Right.
Which, you know, sucks because I would have loved to have gone into that movie
not knowing
it would have been such a cool thing.
But it's kind of what they did with Antlers to a degree. A lot of people were like, what is this? And then like somehow somebody found out it was going to be like a brain fart.
I haven't seen Antlers, so I agree with you Josh. I think it'd be, you know, we live in a time where like everything gets leaked, everything, like 6 trailers for a movie, 5 posters, and, you know, like TV spots and everything. I definitely agree, Josh. I kind of just wish going into a movie blind nowadays, like remember back in like the 90s where you didn't even see a trailer for a movie unless you like bought a VHS.
Oh yeah, it was only on the movies.
Yeah, like or if you went to watch the actual movie. Like hell, I remember when Phantom Menace came out, or not when Phantom Menace came out, when the trailer for Phantom Menace came out, people found out it was attached to Mission Impossible, I think it was 3.
Okay.
And that was the only way you could see it. They were saying people were selling out Mission Impossible 3 at the theaters
just to see the trailer
and then they'd leave. And then the theater would have like maybe 3 or 4 people in it.
I did that for whatever movie had the new Jurassic World trailer.
Oh, yeah.
I literally paid long enough to walk in, watch the trailer, and then fucking
leave. Fast 10.
It was Fast
10. Or whatever,
On. Yeah, no, I didn't want to see that movie. I just watched what I wanted to see, and then I left.
Yeah. So, so I agree, Josh. I definitely wish that we had the luck. Like, could you imagine going into Spider-Man No Way Home, not fucking knowing anything about what was going to happen in that movie? None of the things got spoiled, nothing. Could you imagine going into that? Or like something like Endgame. Like, it would have been insane.
Yeah.
But everything is so leaked, and, you know, for people not wanting movies to be spoiled nowadays, they really go out of the way to find leaks.
Oh, yeah.
And post leaks and stuff.
The pendulum swings so far the other way, too. People try so hard not to see spoilers that there's people trolling the internet by finding everything they can to leak. Just to, like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Quit enjoying things. So real quick, because I want to get to whatever Kramer's got. Will Smith and Michael B. Jordan star in a sequel to I Am Legend. That's cool.
Yeah, no, I'll give it a shot.
An unexpected surprise, but a welcome one.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
I don't have much to say about that anyways, but that's cool.
I mean, a prequel movie, I guess.
That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, it has to be.
Yeah, because
he died at the end of the first one.
Exactly.
Allegedly.
Kevin Smith to launch Dark Horse comic book line.
Yes.
I don't know if you have any more on that.
I saw his post on Instagram.
Yep.
If you scroll, there were titles for some of the books, of the scripts he was working on. And it's the Isk universe, but officially licensed as comic books through Dark Horse.
Nice.
So I'm looking forward to it. I really enjoyed some of the Clerks comics that I've already read.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Awesome.
Good stuff.
And that is all. So Kramer is going to rub us out.
Oh, yeah. Rub us out.
Go ahead,
see,
Kramer.
I have two ways that I could go with this.
On the face.
I saw,
hey.
Chester ass.
Wait. They're making a Creed 3 too with Michael B. Jordan.
Hey, I love those movies. Bring it on.
I honestly have not.
I don't love Bring It On.
Any of the Creeds. I haven't.
Dude, they're so good.
I haven't watched them.
I grew up
a huge Rocky fan.
My dad and I watched them all the time. So like Rocky was super special to me, and Creed is handled so well.
My friends are talking highly of it. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah,
I got nothing. I didn't see him.
Okay,
it's great. I have two ways that I could go about this. Okay.
What's Kramer rubbing? What are you rubbing, Kramer?
He's rubbing us out. He's rubbing the episode out.
Yeah.
Two ways.
Don't ask questions you don't want the answer to.
I'm gonna let you guys choose. All right. We can either, and we'll save the other one for next week.
Okay.
So you can either give me a film or TV show franchise that you wish would pick up where they left off. No questions, no ifs, ands, or buts.
Okay.
Or is there, who do you think the next legacy character deserves to get their new movie, like their, like your Texas Chainsaw or your Scream?
Are you talking like strictly horror?
Or yeah. Like which legacy character?
Are there any of them fucking left?
Personal opinion.
I would go with that one.
Yeah,
I would go with that one. I got one for that one.
I feel like we could actually take the time to make a list of them because
of the other one.
Immediately, I thought of one, and then another, then another, and another, and it's like we could probably talk about that for a while.
Okay, Nicole, we'll save it for next week. Then
I love Godfather. She said she had to. She's Italian, so she had to watch all the Rockies and Godfather.
I've actually never seen any of the Godfathers or Scarface.
I don't recommend. Feels dirty. I don't recommend
or Goodfellas.
Yeah, no.
I don't recommend watching. I think it was Godfather 3. It had Sofia Coppola in it. She fucking sucks. Like no, Godfather 3 is not good.
So which one? Which one are we?
The latter. The legacy character.
Legacy character.
Who do we think needs to have? Basically the Halloween.
Yeah.
The formula. Chainsaw Massacre.
I think I got one, and I think it's legacy characters.
Okay.
It can't be Chucky because they never stopped doing that.
Yeah, I know. Chucky's.
They've been doing. And they've technically been, he's the first.
And I'm pretty sure Ian doesn't give a shit about Chucky.
No, fuck Chucky. But they actually kind of did that because, like, Fiona Dorff, like, is in the series and everything. I haven't watched it.
So they technically started it.
Godfather 3 is wrong. Somebody gets it. But
we could watch the God Thumb.
No, God. There you go. Yeah. I think for me, if I had to choose an individual, I want Ginny from Friday the 13th Part 2.
Legacy character.
Really?
Oh, okay.
She's still kicking?
I'll be able to hear you. I'm going to be in the room yet, but I need to go over to my horror section and actually like...
You just need to yes. look. Because I've got one that's like the obvious answer. Okay.
So, Amy Steele as Ginny from... she was the main girl in Friday the 13th Part 2. She was the final girl. If I had to pick one, it would be her. But if it were up to me, I would do an ensemble of all the final girls from the Friday the 13th movies, and I want them to come back for Part 13.
Okay.
And the cast of Friday the 13th Part 13 is all the surviving final girls.
Yeah.
Like, you know, going after Jason. Like, and I want you. Now. Paint, like, just picture all these badass girls in a cabin in the woods in the middle of the winter. I'm sorry, man. I have such a weird, cool thing about slasher movies in the winter. And I want a Friday the 13th movie in the winter so bad. I will die on that hill. There actually is a fan-made one.
It is very good.
It is so good. So yeah, that would be mine if I had to go.
I have
yes, Josh. I rub my nips.
All right, I'm back.
All right,
Kramer, you have one.
So my obvious one that everybody else was talking about on the internet, but it just
I like that one, Nicole.
I just need it to happen. Is Heather Langenkamp as Nancy? And here's why I want it and why it would make sense.
Wouldn't New Nightmare be that for her?
No, because I want her as Nancy, not as Heather Langenkamp.
Okay, so you...
And yes, Nancy died, but there is a comic book series from Innovation Comics before the company...
You want that story.
I want a variation of that story.
I can get behind that.
Where the kids from one of the... I forget exactly what kid was left over from it, but it involves... It involves everybody that survived Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare. It's not Nancy. What's the other? Alice. It's Alice and then whoever had the baby. I can't remember their character's name now.
Didn't
or was Alice one the one with the baby?
Alice. Didn't Alice die in 4?
No. Alice was in at least through 5.
I thought, wasn't she the one that died at the beginning of 4 and was, like, thrown into, like, the heat or, like, the, what do you call it? Like,
no, that was
or stove burner or whatever you want to call it.
No, that furnace. Was...
Yeah, that's the one. She was thrown in the furnace. I thought that was Alice.
No, that is the girl that got recast from the third one. This is the girl that takes over after that.
So happens. she was the one that was recast for what's the actress's name?
I know, I'm gonna blank. It's pissing me off. Not gonna look.
Patricia Arquette.
Yes,
she was she was recasted as Patricia Arquette's character from 3. She died at the beginning of 4.
Yes. But,
okay. Yeah, I'm on board now. It's been a while since I've watched the later installments.
Yeah, I want Lisa Wilcox back as Alice.
Okay.
But if, in a nutshell, it deals with Alice and a couple other people finding out, and somebody that's totally new to the nightmare world being somebody that Nancy had gone to college with, like one of her college roommates, that Nancy visits her in a dream. That saves her from Freddy in a dream, and you find out that Nancy still lives in that, you know, Patricia Arquette's character in that movie in 3, when she's dying, says, like, I wished you, and she's like, I want to wish you into, she wishes her into a happy place.
Okay.
I don't know if it's heaven or if it's her version of heaven, but
right.
Instead of being stuck forever in Nightmare World with Freddy, she gives her a safe place to go to.
Okay.
And so she's basically the exact opposite of Freddy. So she's everything good.
The yin to the yang.
Yes, the yin to the yang. And there's a big battle, a big clash, wrapping up that storyline.
Hell yeah.
And the comic is interesting enough. The first two issues art is like wild. It's all like hand painted.
Okay.
And then they realized that they were spending way too fucking much money and the rest of it looks like a normal comic book.
Right.
And I can't decide which one I liked more. There's just some of the kills, like, they make Alice go down, like, he tortures Alice through an Alice in Wonderland type set where nice. She falls down the rabbit hole, but the Cheshire Cat is Freddy Krueger.
Nice.
And, like, I just want that movie, and I know that he doesn't want to do it, but I want Rob back.
To finish
just
it out.
One more. Do one more. I don't care if you have to have a stunt double for the physical stuff. Yeah. But as long as you put that makeup on and you give that fucking cackle,
yeah.
And at any point in time you say, welcome to primetime, bitch, I'm going to come buckets.
Yeah. And I think that with everything going on right now, this is the best chance they have of convincing him to just wrap it up.
Yeah. Dude, like, you can do it. You can totally sneak one more out and then be done. I don't care if there's another Nightmare movie ever again.
Right.
If we get one more with the Blumhouse writers that actually give a shit.
Yeah.
Danny McBride.
Yeah. Let Danny McBride fucking write this movie.
Which, and I mean, it sounds like the next big one is... the next Blumhouse like big project after Halloween's over is David Gordon Green is directing, and I think Danny McBride is writing. They're doing a new, they're going to remaking The Exorcist.
Okay,
it sounds like they're planning a trilogy around.
Yeah, that's right, because they're bringing back the original.
The mom.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah, but as far as I know, I don't think Linda Blair is involved at all. I'm sure maybe to some degree she may be. But yeah, apparently that once David Gordon Green is finished with Halloween, apparently his next tackle for Blumhouse is
The Exorcist. Now I don't know how I feel about it because he's not doing great with Halloween right now, so it's hard to say what it's going to be. But I would say, from looking at those movies over there, I know this isn't going to be what you were specifically thinking.
It's fine, man. Because that's the beauty talking, of having your own opinion. So hit me with it.
I think that technically my thing fits, but not in the same sense. Yeah.
All right.
Originally, I was thinking, even though they've done, the hell was that one called?
Oh, Kristen, by the way. Kristen was the name of Patricia Arquette's character.
Yeah. What's the...
And Tuesday Night.
The sequel to The Shining.
Doctor Sleep.
Doctor Sleep. Even though they did do that, I first saw I literally have The Shining just sitting out, and I was like, oh, that'd be fun to see Jack Nicholson come back.
Right.
But, like, he's also... much, much older, out of shape. And start, would that be as good? So I was like, I put that on the back burner. Still interesting. I'd be interested in something with that. But I would like to see them bring Brad Pitt and bring back 7.
I've never seen 7.
Oh, my God.
Wow, really?
Honest, I don't think I've ever seen that movie. Isn't that the one where he yells what's in the box?
Oh, yeah.
I know that meme. I know that meme. I've seen that clip. I've never watched that movie.
Oh, the movie's so much more than that.
I'll put it in my
clip,
list right now. I promise you I'll watch it.
It's a good one.
I will let you take it home with you if you want.
Have it over there?
Yeah, it's over there.
Okay, well, I'll grab it.
Okay. It's actually the second shelf.
Second shelf, fourth or fifth one, right next to The Hills Have Eyes, too. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to watch this movie.
Oh my god, it's so good.
And I even have another one. Can they bring back literally the entire cast of fucking Hannibal and do a season 3 of Hannibal or season 4 of Hannibal?
I didn't watch the series.
Oh, dude, the show
was. I heard the show was done very well.
I heard good stuff.
The Hannibal, Mads Mikkelsen as Hannibal is probably one of the greatest casting decisions ever. It's so good.
Let's see.
If you haven't watched the Hannibal TV series from, like, I think it came out, I was in 2013.
It was a while ago.
It had 3 seasons. It was on NBC, but for being on NBC, it was gory and gruesome as fuck. But watch it. It's so so good.
This is, Nicole said, also, I'm not sure if it's classic enough, but I wish they would redo Sabrina more to the comics, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
I only watched season 1 of Chilling Adventures.
I loved... The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Like, Sabrina the Teenage Witch was a fun show. I loved it. But watching the new series, I was like initially comparing the two for the nostalgic factor, but that's not what they were doing. I think they were doing it more like the comics. They were doing more of that crossover with the Archie comics.
And Riverdale.
And Riverdale. Blech. And which I didn't watch Riverdale, but I really liked the Sabrina show. And also, Nicole said, watch 7 immediately.
Yes, I will watch 7. It is in my possession right now, and I'll have time to do it this week for sure. So, I will watch it. I've been deep diving. I've been watching stuff that I haven't seen in years, and I've also been trying to throw in a movie here or there that I've never seen, and there's plenty of them. So,
I would love to see fucking Christian Bale be Patrick Bateman one more time.
That would be cool.
See, I don't know how they would get away with it due to the way everything
ended. Oh, there's no fucking way they could get away with it.
But something else. But no, on the due to the way that they ended things on the TV show, but I would love to see more of Freddie Highmore as Norman Bates.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bates Motel was done so was fantastic.
Oh, man. I didn't watch it all the way through the
Kim
end.
Kim loved that
to,
show.
We need to finish the series, but we watched several seasons at least.
Yeah, I think I watched...
If my memory serves me correct, it does not end happily.
I didn't think so.
So, yeah, if my memory serves me correct, it would be hard to pull off, but
it actually,
love to see
it actually ends on a better note than you would remember.
Really?
Or, have you seen all of it?
Or yeah, I've watched it all.
Actually, if I remember right, I think it ends on a better note than really it's remembered.
But I guess I'm a part of the minority that really enjoyed Psycho 2. Like the movie Psycho 2.
Where he returns.
Yeah, where Norman Bates returns. It's in color and it's like 20 years later.
It's not iconic.
No, but it was fun for what it was. Yeah. It turned it into more of a slasher than it was anything else. And I just thought it was handled well. So I would love to.
And there ended up being like 4 Psycho movies.
Yes, there's.
Probably. And Anthony, didn't Anthony Perkins come back for like all of them?
All of them. Yeah, he was in 1, 2, 3. And then 4 is a TV movie, but it's worth the watch. He calls into a radio station and starts to walk them through why he killed. And so it like flashbacks to moments in his life as to why he did the way he started killing people and like his first kills. So
I think it's an interesting concept.
It was fun from what I remember. Don't get me wrong. I haven't seen these movies in like 10, 15 years.
Right.
But I made it a point to watch all of them because of how much I loved the first one. I remember having a really good time with them. Also, there's no way in fucking hell you could make another one and have it pertain to the first couple and have it make any sense, especially with most of the cast being dead now.
Yeah.
But I love Poltergeist.
Oh, yeah.
I love 1 and 2.
They tried that again.
The Other Side was great.
Like a remake, yeah.
They did. Oh,
yeah.
I think it was like 2013, I think.
I enjoyed the remake, but I also...
It's okay for
I
what it
know
was.
The original. I love the original.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, original's better.
Like secretly directed by Steven Spielberg.
Right.
Yes, yeah. Regardless of the...
More like technically
directed. I love that like conspiracy theory. That's one of my favorite ones. But yeah, I know. Like I said a minute ago, I would love to see Christian Bale be Patrick Bateman one more time.
Yeah. I think that'd be
good.
I loved him in American Psycho.
Just in general, I wish that somebody would make a Silent Hill movie that made sense.
Are they supposed to, though?
Yeah. Why did I feel like they were supposed...
Oh, yeah. Nicole says Riverdale sucks. And the Sabrina...
I've been told
and to read
blows.
The Sabrina comics. Dark Horse.
I have the Sabrina comics from Dark Horse, and they are very good. I will back you up on that, Nicole.
I can't wait to get a new camera. I hate how you guys look great, and I'm grainy and very closed in.
I've been lagging like a motherfucker, I've noticed.
That's probably just my shit internet. Thanks, Spectrum. You suck.
Oh, wait,
I can't get too excited. Josh will yell at me for rubbing my nips again.
I got one more, and then I think I'm out for the count, and that is... It's tough to put it in this category because how can somebody be a legacy character with only one film?
I don't know if you know this.
I mean, I just said the same thing about Patrick Bateman.
Before you say anything, Kramer, I don't know if you know this, but the microphone isn't in the pop filter.
Yeah, I know. I'm just playing. I'm just playing with the pop filter.
It looked like you brought it closer to you, like you were talking.
No, I'm just playing with it. Okay, it's
because I can hear you fine.
Yeah, no, I'm just playing with it.
I just looked up in the camera, and you were like holding the pop filter. I was like, that's not a microphone.
No, I just don't know what to do with my hands.
You're fine.
I absolutely love Trick or Treat. And
oh yes.
Oh my God, I want another one.
The graphic novel tells more stories. Yep. And it's so good.
You got me to. I went on.
Yeah, you picked it up because I told you to. It's and good. It is. It's very, very good. And I just that Sam deserves all of the movies. Which he make that an every couple of years anthology series.
He was supposed to get another one, and I think
instead they put it in that comic book.
Well, no, it wasn't even that. It was sorry, I had to burp. Didn't want to burp in the microphone.
There's other novels.
I've caught myself a few times.
No,
I'll forget eventually.
It's the
no. Nicole says, speaking of Patrick Bateman, read his other novels. He makes a couple more appearances.
Oh yeah. Oh.
I did not know that.
So, Michael Dougherty or whatever, the guy who directed Trick or Treat, he has said, he wants to make a sequel.
Yeah.
And what had happened was he was supposed to, it didn't work, or, something fell through or whatever, and that's actually how he got the job of directing Krampus. And
I really liked Krampus.
And Krampus, pretty much, because he directed Krampus, kind of put Trick or Treat 2 on the back burner, and it's kind of just been sitting on the shelf ever since. Obviously,
pick it back up.
It hasn't been made yet, but the idea, it's like Beetlejuice 2. You know, they'll revisit the idea of doing it every 3 to 5 years, and then maybe by year 20 they finally just fucking do it.
All right, well, I think that we're good for the episode.
Yeah, I think we talked. We did some things.
We did some things.
And some stuff.
I'm going to hopefully get out and enjoy the day tomorrow.
Yes. It's
supposed to be nice in Ohio.
Beautiful Ohio weather tomorrow. I'm breaking out the shorts.
I don't know who all is still with us or who tuned in, but thanks Josh and Nicole for sure. Big piece. I still don't know who the hell you are, but I appreciate your support. I don't know who else would have popped in, but if you weren't named and you were here, thank you,
Nicole. Do we need to check our PO box?
We do. Is the post office open all the time?
Yes.
Like the access to the box, or do they lock the front doors? Can I go in there right now and check that?
That's a good question.
Like, I know that they closed the post office, but can I go in and check my box?
You might be able to. So.
I should be able to.
I mean, what are they going to do? Rob the post office? What are they going to steal envelopes?
He's the older brother of the main character of Rules of Attraction by Bret Easton Ellis. All of his novels are great. Well, shit.
Interesting. Okay.
These are novels. Novels we need to get. Maybe except Sundays.
Well, do we need to check it?
Yeah, she said that we do. I actually checked this week, the day she thought it would be here, and it wasn't. And so I was supposed to check today, but when I got off work, I went and got a battery for my motorcycle.
And then you went vroom, vroom, vroom.
And then I installed it, and then I did some work on the pipes, and then I rode my motorcycle. And then I came in and Taco Bell and started this. And then left to take a poop. And then came back.
You also found the nuts for me to have a license plate.
I did. I went through my scrap nuts. And
scrap nuts.
My extra nuts. And
that deserves a hashtag.
And then he nutted in my hand,
I nutted in his hand. And then
I'm surprised this McDonald's Coke lasted me the whole episode.
I'm pretty sure I left mine on the floor next to my shoes.
They're nuts?
Yes.
Okay.
The cats have drank your Coke.
We're going to head out. I think I'm going to go to the post office and see if they'll let me in.
I'll go with you. Fuck it. I got nothing else to do.
All right.
Our wives are hanging out. Let's let them have their girl time.
So you might see a post later, Nicole.
I'm so excited. I love surprises.
I know. By the way, Nicole, buy what it is. I got a little bit of an insight.
Nicole, buy more of my posters, please. I want to go to Horror Hound.
Yeah, or just tell people that like horror stuff.
Yeah. Or comic book stuff. I've got a lot of comic book posters.
Go on your social medias and tell all your friends.
And that's it.
Is she the one that bought your Scream 4 poster?
Yes. She is.
Let me see if I can work some magic. I may have a gift for you.
Oh.
Because, and that's for anybody. I, comic book posters, I got quite a bit of comic book posters.
Josh, you need a comic book poster for your stream.
You need quite a bit of them, my friend. I got you. Horror. I got a lot of fucking horror movie posters. So yeah, Nicole, buy more. I want to go to Horror Hound. Josh, buy some. I want to go to Horror Hound.
Any flashy stuff? LOL. Yeah. I need a list still. I think like an official list.
I have an official list.
Send me one and send Josh one.
I can. I have a Flash one. It's like an 11x17.
Any Flash stuff? I thought you meant like flashy, not the character.
I've got Spider-Man, bro.
I just blew over that because
I've got Spider-Man Homecoming. I've got Spider-Man Far From Home. I've got Into the Spider-Verse. I've got an 11x17 of Into the Spider-Verse. Mm-hmm. I got you, fam. Got you.
It's good. I do have
a lot of stuff that I do keep. So. Say my in-laws do not love it.
Yeah, Nicole put the Scream 4 poster in the guest bedroom.
I was so happy to be able to send that to you. I will have you know, that was one of the very first posters that I got for my collection. That was one of the very first posters that caused me to, collect and love movie posters and become the aficionado I am today. So I was excited to get...
Passing the torch.
Yeah, I was excited to give that one to you. So,
X gon' give it to you.
Yeah. Josh, I think I'll resend it in the Discord. I sent a list of.
Oh, that's right. You did.
I sent the list in the Discord when Speaking Nicole, because that's how Nicole found out my Scream 4 one.
I'll say this, Nicole. I don't know why I know how to talk to people at movie theaters, but all three of us in this room have a Scream 5 poster.
It's true.
So I'll see what I can do. Because that would be cool to pay it forward.
It's true.
So, yeah.
Worst case scenario,
if you need me to resend it, Josh, I can resend it.
I will sacrifice.
Okay.
Because of who it is.
Okay. Noted.
If you're not able to,
I'll see what I can do.
I know.
Not appreciate what you've done. And he can get his signed then, which was
to me, fuck the most that! I ain't taking that piece of shit movies poster to get signed. Are you kidding me? If I find out we're going to Horror Hound, I'll overnight fucking pay for an original one. Like,
no, right on.
Now, don't take that as a like. That's not like, yeah, Kramer. Like, I still appreciate the poster. It's in frame.
You're fine.
Fuck you,
no,
Kramer.
I know you just don't love that movie.
It is. I have it in frame in my man cave. I just do not like that movie. But yeah, Josh, I'll resend the thing in the Discord. I don't know how far back it is. It was a while ago, but yeah. I think I took some. I don't know if I sent.
Sounds like my kind of guest bedroom.
I don't know if I sent the edited one or what, but
out of context, that's going to sound really weird.
Yeah, sounds like my kind of guest bedroom. All right, thanks everybody. I've been Adam.
I was Ian,
and I'm still Kramer.
Check you later.
Bye.
Oh no, I want to watch Dazed and Confused. Shit.
I want to give a shout out to You Versus Yesterday for the use of our theme song "Summer." Let's make this forever. Off of their EP, Remember This.
Nerd to your mother.